له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، اللهم واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا. اللهم ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا. اللهم ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين. وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وعنا إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت، وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها، وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, all the praise and thanks are due to Him. And peace and blessings be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him. And he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is His messenger. Today's khutbah, while we are approaching a single person of us, and anyone who is listening to us inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will stay bi-idhnillah, his soul and his body, to witness the month of Ramadan. Allahumma ameen. We how to prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan. This topic, actually, I'm using this hamid. Sof Ali Jindan Sar. I'm using this topic since 2 weeks, I'm repeating, because this is not something simple or easy or marginal. How to prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan. كيف نهيئ أنفسنا لاستقبال رمضان. In 2 days, we will start Ramadan, inshallah. If Allah wills, بإذن مولى عز وجل. Now, I will be sending simple messages, 4 to 6 messages, as long as the time allows me, under how to prepare. The first message, basically, I can't enjoy the how, I can't perform the how, unless if I understand why. Now, I can quote some of the excellent programs, do such and such, do your best to do it this way, sleep this number of hours, do that thing, try to memorize whatever to read, do your best to switch off your mobile, blah, 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 which is excellent. All of them, they are valid, nice, beautiful. But what will give you the real motivation, the power from within to perform these things while you're having the best level of ajr, and you are enjoying when you understand why. You understand why, basically the how, you can choose out of 10 different options, no problem. If you understand the why, and you make your niyyah very well, inshallah. موضوعنا يا أحبة هو كيف نستقبل رمضان، وبقي معنا يومان إن أمد الله في العمر. والنقطة الرئيسية سأبعث برسائل مختصرة صغيرة وأركز فيها على كيفية نستقبل رمضان من خلال فهم ما هو رمضان، لأن من يفهم لماذا سيستمتع بالعبادة. بإمكاني أن أنقل لكم من برامج كثيرة جدا، افعل كذا ولا تفعل كذا، إياك أغلق هاتفك، افعل كذا، نم كذا ساعات، لا تفعل كذا، وبرامج كثيرة جدا ونصائح عديدة وكلها فيها خير. لكن المشكلة الكبرى إذا لم يوقر في الصدر في الداخل فلسفة لماذا شرع الله رمضان وما هي الفلسفة من وراء رمضان، فستكون فكرة الأمور الشكلية لا قيمة لها. Now we start from the first message to understand the why. Now let's go to something very common. Many people they know, which is the very famous hadith where Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says, بني الإسلام على خمس: شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان babu hajj al bayti man istata'a ilayhi sabila. Now where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said that Islam has been built on pillars, and he mentioned these pillars by saying to bear witness that there is pillars, which is very common, we know it. I was just 2 days ago listening to one of the du'a, jazahallahu khayran. I learned something from him. He paid my attention to something I was not thinking about it in this way. He said, look, Prophet Muhammad is telling us that Islam has been built on these pillars, okay? Now pillars, basically, they should be from concrete for the house. Very solid, very powerful. Contains the most powerful elements, ingredients, so that you can have the house. So to bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger, and to establish the prayer, and to pay the alms, and to fast the month of Ramadan. Now, the point that many of us might be missing, and I was one of those. Now, when we have the pillars, do we put the pillars just to enjoy having pillars, or we put them so that we can have the house on top of them? Pillars, they are designed very solid to be pillars. Then we will have the first floor, ground floor, first floor, second floor, or third floor. Now the floor, we have walls, partitions, windows. Inside it, we have the decoration, we have the furniture, we have colors, we have beautiful things. Now, the final destination for us, final aim basically, to enjoy having full, furnished, best designed house. This house will not exist unless you have pillars. But having pillars without anything extra, basically, have achieved nothing. So, now we will be discussing one of the pillars, but is it the case that once we have the pillars or some of the pillars, the story is finished? The answer is no. So we put pillars to enjoy having the house. What is the house now? The general meaning of ibadah. Now, the house starts from something like respecting the parents, for example. Lower your gaze, saying the truth, don't have hatred, don't have envy, don't have backbiting. Now, pay the things, help the people, be kind, don't lie. This is the house. The pillars, they are like training courses so that I, you, we can have the full establishing basics to have the house. So the first message, respected brothers and sisters, we have to pay our attention that what we are approaching, i.e. Ramadan, basically is a pillar so that you and me can have the house then. It's not the end of the story. It's part of the beginning of the story. فالرسالة الأولى يا أحبة الحديث الشهير النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عندما تحدث عن أركان الإسلام شهادة لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة ننبه هنا على أن الأركان أو الأعمدة تبنى وتوضع من الإسمنت المسلح ويحفر لها في الأرض ليكون بعدها عليها بيت لا تبنى الأعمدة لتترك فإن ظننا أن نقف بالأعمدة هنا الفكرة نحن نقوم بوضع الأعمدة حتى نستمتع بعدها ببيت جميل والبيت فيه الطابق الأول والطابق الثاني والطابق الثالث وفيه الأثاث وفيه الأعمدة والستائر وفيه المفروشات وأمور كثيرة جدا تفصيلات الوضع النهائي الذي نريده من حياتنا حينما نعمر بيتنا أن نستمتع ببيت متكامل بما يصل بأدق التفاصيل التي تتدخل بلون الجدار ولون الستارة ولون الكنبة ولون إلى آخره لكن الأساس هو الركن لكن المشكلة إذا بنيت ركن ولا ما أبني بيتا أنا أيضا أفيد مشكلة ماذا أستفيد من أركان محفورة جاهزة لكن يوجد عليها بيت وماذا أستفيد من بيت بنية إذا جاءت ريح بسيطة جدا تدمره تماما لأنه لا أركان له من فهم الإسلام بهذه الطريقة سعد So this is the first message The second message Now many of us And I did say this and I will repeat it Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising us But saying وَذَكَّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Verily indeed remind Because indeed the reminder does benefit the believers ذَكَّرْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many of us might think that the month of Ramadan basically was designed, if I may put it in this way, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established the month of Ramadan, or He decided to make an obligation, the month of Ramadan, just to help the poor or to feel hungry with the poor and etc. Which could be simple part of Ramadan. But it is not the core point of Ramadan. The core point of Ramadan has not been left to us but through the ijtihad to discover what is it. Allah has stated clearly what is the core wisdom behind Ramadan. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. So the core point, it's not my opinion. It's clearly what Allah is stating clearly. The core point, the core aim, the most important thing out of the whole month of Ramadan is to train ourselves on taqwa. In a simple way. It's not to feel hungry. No. It's not just to feel with the poor. This is a simple aim. Very simple. Feeling with the poor, it's a marginal issue. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Why لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ? What's the meaning of the taqwa? Now taqwa in Arabic, اتَّقَى يَتَّقِي, it means to avoid something. When you say, for example, اتَّقِ النَّار, Prophet ﷺ says in a very famous hadith, اتَّقُ النَّار وَيُوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَى. Avoid the hellfire even by donating a simple piece of a date. Just, which means by donating, you are avoiding, you are protecting. When you do taqwa, as if you are building a shield between you and something to protect yourself. It's a protection way. So this is the core linguistic meaning of taqwa. Now, as a terminology in Islam, when we say taqwa, as a terminology, we are avoiding the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are avoiding anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نتجنب باختصار خراسة موضوع رمضان يا أحبة ليس هو الجوع ولا العطش ولا الشعور مع المساكين. هذا جزء بسيط جدا من أهداف رمضان. قد يكون باللائحة رقم 20 أو 30 أو ربما 50. الهدف الرئيسي أعلنه الله سبحانه وتعالى بوضوح قال لعلكم تتقون. وأعظم من معاني التقوى العظيمة باللغة العربية أصلها هو الاتقاء بمعنى الاجتناب، أن أتجنب شيئاً. أتجنب ماذا؟ أتجنب غضب الله، أتجنب أي شيء لا يحبه الله سبحانه وتعالى. By avoiding, by protecting myself, I'm doing the taqwa. Why this is important? I need to explain to respected brothers and sisters why taqwa is important. I think you have to be aware that our main title, we, is believers. The core point for us, basically, what is our most important title? We are what? What do we claim that we are? Believers. Believers in what? In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we see Allah? The answer is no. Do we talk directly or Allah does big speak directly with us? No. Have we seen the malaika? No. Have we seen the akhirah? No. What is this? All of this, what is we call it? Ghaib, the unseen. So basically, why taqwa is important? The core point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising the believers in Surah Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. The first thing that Allah is praising believers, that they believe in the unseen. So let me pay your attention to the importance of taqwa and the unseen. We believers, as we claim, of course we believe, but for others, this is a claim. We believe that we are believers. We claim that we are believers. Believers in what? We have tens and thousands of evidences, logical, intellectual evidences that Allah does exist. And Allah is the creator. And Allah is the only God in this universe. After we have accepted these things and we believe logically, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent, and we have proofs, Allah has sent prophets and messengers to all people behind, before us. And we believe in the final of the messengers, the seal of the messengers, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, in this revelation, i.e. the Quran and Sunnah, we have a lot of information about ghaib, such as, for example, Yawm al-Qiyamah, al-Hisab, the Ajr, Thawab, Hasanat, angels, many details. By the way, all the information about previous prophets and messengers, they are part of the ghaib. Have we witnessed? Have we seen Nuh when he was discussing with his people? The answer is no. This is right for us. Allah is telling us. We believe in it because Allah has told us about it. So we believe in the ghaib. We believe in the angels. We believe. Now, the concept of ghaib, the core points of now, dealing with Allah as something you do not approach physically, but you believe in His existence, His power, you need to train yourself on taqwa, because the core point of your relationship with God has been built on ghaib. You need it. You are alone. So that's why a sawm, the core point of iman, completely is built on ghaib. So therefore, what is the most important tool, or one of the tools, to enable you to deal with this Ramadan is, that's why Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Hadith al-Qudusi, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمْ لَهُ إِلَّا الصَّوْمْ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. All of the actions of the son of Adam for himself, except, it's a metaphor, okay? Except the fasting, it's for me. Allah does not need it literally, but for me, which means it has the highest purified status, that it's impossible to be mixed with something else. Because when you sit alone, no one sees you. And if you believe that Allah is observing you because you believe, simply you will not touch the food. Our problem is not with the food. Because if you are sick, simply you can eat. If you are struggling, you can eat, no problem. So we don't have a problem with eating and drinking. The problem is the attitude of respect for Allah, the attitude of gratitude for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do I believe in you, Ya Allah? Yes or no? Do I respect you? Yes or no? God forbid. So this is the core point of Ramadan. خلاصة الفكرة يا أحبة أن الله سبحانه وتعالى نبهنا إلى موضوع التقوى. الله يدربنا، يدفعنا، ينصحنا، يحببنا، يوجهنا بتوجيهنا لرمضان أن نتدرب على التقوى. والسبب الرئيسي أو من الأسباب التي على الأقل أفهمها أنا كشخص يحاول أن يبحث ويفهم دينه الذي يعتز به، أن ديننا مبني بمعظم أساساته على الإيمان بالغيب يا أحبة. الله سبحانه وتعالى يمتدح المؤمنين بأنهم يؤمنون بالغيب، ألف لام ميم، ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. نحن بعد أن آمنا بوجود الله بالأدلة العقلية والمنطقية والفكرية، وآمنا بعظمته من الكون المشاهد، وجاءنا الكتاب المسطور، وعندنا الكتاب المنظور الذي هو الكون كله، عندنا الأدلة على عظمته وعلى وجوده وعلى خلقه وعلى قيوميته. بعد ذلك جاءنا تفاصيل كثيرة تتعلق بالغيب، من ضمنها ما سيحصل يوم القيامة وما حصل مما غاب عنا، من ضمنها وجود الملائكة، الحسنات، الثواب، العذاب، كل هذه التفاصيل، هذه الله نؤمن بها لأن الله أخبرنا بها. بعد أن آمنا بالقيومية والوحدانية والإلهية، بعد ذلك التفاصيل نؤمن بها لأن الله أخبر بها. ولذلك سمي الصديق صديقا حينما في رحلة الإسراء والمعراج، كما تعلمون أبو بكر الصديق لما جاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ورجع من الرحلة، كان من أوائل من شاهده المجرم أبو جهل، فسمع النبي يقول بأنه ذهب إلى القدس ثم أسري به إلى السماء، فذهب يركض فرحا مستهزئا إلى أبي بكر ليخبره بانظر إلى صاحبك الذي قد جن، يزعم أنه في ليلة ذهب إلى الأقصى ثم ذهب إلى السماء. فماذا كان رد فعل أبي بكر رضي الله عنه؟ قال: إن كان قد قالها فقد صدق، فإني أصدقه في خبر السماء يأتيه بلحظة. فهل أصدقه؟ خلاص، the story is finished. So that's why نطلق عليه مفهوم الإيمان. فمفهوم التقوى، لأن عندنا جزء رئيسي جدا من حياتنا قائم على أن نزعم بالإيمان، رمضان يدربنا على مفهوم التقوى. هذه من ضمن المعاني التي نحتاجها. This leads me. طيب brothers, I think we have a lot of people outside, we can't find a place. One of the best ways, please, instead of moving forward, just please, to my left hand, you just squeeze yourself like this. Okay, you just move. You can open. Do your best to do it in both forward or squeeze to the left. Immediately we'll have spaces, inshallah, with Allah. Jazakumullah khairan. MashaAllah. Do your best to open spaces, either come forward or to my left hand, squeeze yourself. Jazakumullah khairan. Thank you very much. Barakallahu fikum. Now, the third message, respected brothers and sisters, I will connect the concept of al-arkan, arkan al-Islam, and the concept of التقوى taqwa with something. I did highlight maybe 10 times in this masjid, and I will keep repeating it. Please, let's pay attention to the concept of ibadah, respected brothers and sisters. Now, in Islam, we have rituals and we have general meaning of ibadah. Ritual worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinn and the human beings but to worship me. For many reasons, some people, they understand the concept of worship by ritual worship, which is such as the fasting and the prayer and the umrah and the hajj, which is not true. This is just part of the ibadah. The concept of abada, ya'budu ibadah, fahuwa abid, basically, baby, where's your father? Who's responsible for this? Please, if you can hold on, just I'm losing my concentration. I forget what I was saying.
Ritual
worship, yes. Jazakumullah khair. Ritual worship, basically, for many reasons, people, they think that the concept of ibadah in Arabic, abada ya'budu ibadat fahu abid, means full submission for something without any kind of preconditions. This is the meaning of ibadah. Ta'atun wa taslimun wa khudu'un wa qiyadun mutlaq duna adna shart yud'a fil islami ibadah. If anyone has submitted himself to anything, any person, any group, any party, any whatever, full submission without any kind of preconditions, in Arabic it's called ibadah. That's why Prophet Muhammad SAW said, Ta'isa abdul dinar, Ta'isa abdul dirham, woe unto thee. He is the loser, the one who's worshipping the dinar and the dirham. I think you know that no one is putting the dinar or the dirham or the dollar like this and he's doing sujood or prostrating for it. This is a metaphor, which means if I have submitted myself to money, which means I don't care of the channel or the source of money, where does it come from, or how, whether it's haram or halal, it means my aim is just money regardless of any other things. It means I have submitted myself to having the money. I am doing ibadah for the money. This is the meaning of ta'isa abdud dinar, ta'isa abdud dirham. Now, making analogy, qiyas. Now, when we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah was not talking in this verse about ritual worship, which is just to come five times prayer and do the Ramadan and the rest. The general meaning of ibadah. Full submission to the will of your Lord in every single aspect of your life. This is genuine ibadah. تَسْلِيمٌ خُضُوعٌ تَامٌ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي كُلِّ شَأْنٍ مِّن شُؤُونِ الْحَيَاةِ. This is the meaning of the house after the prayer. So, Ramadan basically is a ritual worship. Ibadah al-sha'airiyah. We come, we train ourselves on taqwa, we train ourselves how to avoid the anger of Allah, we train ourselves how to control ourselves so that when we go outside the prayer, outside Ramadan, outside Umrah, outside Hajj, we perform the general meaning of ibadah, which is full submission for the will of Allah in every single aspect of our life. What is every single aspect? Everything. That's why Islam basically is to obey Allah's commandments in everything in your life. What you eat, what you wear, your garments, your clothes, when you get married, when you divorce, according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tasrihun bima'ruf, imsakun bima'ruf. Now, what you see, even in our Islam, has not left anything. When you walk in the street, some certain things you are not allowed to look at it, some certain things you are allowed to. So it's part of our life. What to eat, what to drink, with whom to speak. We have the concept of wala and bara. Some people who are wicked and rude with Allah, you are not allowed to be their friends. If they are making fun of your Lord, even if they are, you are close relatives, you are not allowed to take them as awliya or friends because they are making fun of your Lord. This is called wala. out of love for Allah, out of respect, the one who's making fun of your Lord, you are not allowed to take him as a friend. This is part of ibadah. So we can go on and on in these kinds of details. The core point, respected brothers, in the last 2 minutes, Ramadan, it's a golden opportunity. I conclude it with my definition for Ramadan, and I finish the khutbah. My personal definition is just to make it simple. I call Ramadan Dawrat Inqad Ilahiyya إجبارية سنوية يلزمنا المولى فيها بهذه الدورة نتخرج منها بشهادة مختوم عليها قد عرفت فالزم أو قد تذوقت فالزم. I use this definition for the Ramadan. I say it's a divine training course, compulsory. We have it once a year and it's an obligation to have it. This course that we go through it as an obligation, we graduate from this course by a certificate that we have tested. We have known what is what and who is who. After that, it's as if, okay, Allah has done what we call Iqamat al-Hujjah. He has established the argument against us. Have you known what does it mean to cry while standing before your Lord? Do you know what's the beauty of listening to the recitation of the Quran? Have you tested the beauty of having your brothers and sisters from the masjid, not from the pub, not from the khamara, not from the people who drink alcohol? Have you noticed the difference between your friends in the street who are having the weed, or smoking, or chasing the girls, or swearing against Allah, and your friends in the masjid? Have you noticed the difference between them? Have you noticed who's good and who's bad? Have you noticed what the beauty of standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and crying? Have you noticed that? Yes. Okay. Now, Ramadan is finished. Face the consequences. You have the option whether to do it or not to do it. But you have an idea. I can't stand in the day of judgment. Ya Allah, wallahi, I did not know. No, you know. Wallahi, it did not come to my mind. Full month you are listening to the Quran. Why we are asked to listen? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, different verses. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى ما ودعك. It's a message for you. It was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, but now it's for you and me. Allah is addressing me and addressing you. Because Allah has not forsaken you, but submit yourself to Him. This is part of what we can understand from the beauty of approaching Ramadan. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. استغفر الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا وتولنا بسترك الجميل يا رب العالمين. اللهم بلغنا رمضان، اللهم بلغنا رمضان، اللهم بلغنا رمضان يا رب العالمين. عنا على أن نخرج من رمضان قد قبلت عباداتنا، والله عنا على القيام والصيام في رمضان كما تحب وترضى. اللهم ارحمنا وارحم والدينا ووالد والدينا واصحاب الحقوق والواجبات علينا يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قبل خلص اوكي. Before the very important announcement.